Hi, my name is Mark McDonald. I'm the owner of a company called the All-Star Dugout. And what we are is a training facility in Southern California that teaches boys and girls of all ages and skill levels how to play baseball and softball. I grew up in the state of Washington where I played high school and junior college baseball. Then I moved on to the University of Hawaii, played a little bit of minor league baseball in the state of Washington as well. I was a catcher and a first baseman that learned how to hit. But this is something that we do now on a daily basis is teach guys and girls of all skill levels, from the little ones up to the kids on our travel ball teams that are in that 14 and 16 and 18 year old age bracket. What we're going to do in this videotape is show you guys some techniques and some different stages of hitting, with your stance, your approach, and then show you some drills and how to work on those and fix those, show you some things you can use for practice. And hopefully you can take these techniques and show them to the little guys you work with, or the team when you go out and coach, to help them become better baseball and softball players. Hey, make sure you go out there and practice hard, and make sure you're swinging fast in the games. All right, today we're going to start off with our batter stance in the order of the steps that we're going to go through. And this is Amy, one of our hitting students at the All-Star Dugout. And we're going to use her, along with one of my other baseball students. We're going to go back and forth and show you some differences between baseball and softball. But the big thing when we teach, as I feel, is that there's not a great deal of difference anymore between baseball and softball. It's still taking a good, powerful, aggressive swing, trying to hit the ball as hard as you can, whether it's baseball or softball. There are some slight differences between different pitches, between high pitches and rise balls in softball, and more off-speed differences in baseball. But for the most part, the basics, the mechanics of the process are pretty much going to be the same. So let's start off with the batter stance. Hey, Amy's going to get in the batter's box for us, and we're going to start off with our feet. Okay, our feet, we should be always in a straight line, toe-to-toe. Okay? All of our toes should be pointed toward home plate. Our feet should be a little bit wider than our shoulders are to give ourselves a good solid balanced base. It's better to have a wider stance with a shorter stride than it is to be narrow at the beginning with a longer stride. Okay? So Amy's a pretty tall girl, so we're going to make sure that she widens up just a little bit, and maybe bends those knees a little bit so she has a good, solid, balanced base. Okay? We should be standing about 12 inches or about one of your player's shoes away from home plate. So if Amy takes her right foot and puts it right next to home plate, puts her left foot right behind the heel, and then goes and steps back where those feet are in a straight line, from this point here at the toe, we're one shoe length away from the outside corner of the plate, and she should be able to take her bat and reach out and touch this with no problem. That'll give you a complete plate coverage. So a good rule of thumb is no more than 12 inches or about one of your player's shoes away from home plate will allow you to hit any pitch. Okay. So not on top. Now that we're about a foot away from home plate, our feet are lined up straight. Okay, we want to make sure that our hips and our shoulders are also stayed on a straight line. Okay, so we get in our good batter stance. Okay. If you look from in front, toes, hips, shoulders should all be pointing to the pitcher. Another good rule of thumb is that if I'm a pitcher, I should be able to see my player's hands out in front of her body. If we start getting offline this way with our shoulders or our hips or our feet, it takes longer to come from this position to get to a hitting position to go forward to hit the ball, okay, than it does from a straightforward position. So it's really important that those three lines stay straight. Okay, other flaws to look for in batter stances, besides the feet being at an angle, which is a pretty common one, or the hips or the shoulders, is our hand position. We want to make sure that our hands start above our shoulders and no higher than our ears. Okay, so right in this neck of the woods here. Okay, we also want to make sure that our bat in a good position of torque, which means we don't want our bat standing straight up. We don't want it falling behind. We want to keep it tucked behind our head at about a 45-degree angle and maybe even brought in slightly toward the head this way. A good way of remembering this is to teach young hitters to point the tip of the bat or the cap of the bat down at the catcher's shoes, to put our bat in a good position here. Okay. If we start going too far, that's not going to do us any good either. That's going to make our bat a little bit too long in our swing. We want to keep this bat tucked right here behind our head. Okay, so our hand position is pretty important. Another one that you hear a lot is back elbow up, or we start getting in a position where both of our elbows are up. Our elbows should be in a nice, relaxed position here where these muscles are nice and loose with the hands up high. It's better to be hands up here above the shoulder, than back elbow up. The first motion when we make the hit is to bring that elbow into our side. And the higher that thing goes, the more we have kind of a collapsing motion back here. So the key is hands up, elbows relaxed, shoulders, hips, feet, in a straight line. Okay? Eyes looking out at the pitcher, and that's a good, straightforward, balanced stance. Next up after our batter stance, hey, we switched over to Kevin here. He's another student at the All-Star Dugout. Plays on one of our 18-under travel ball baseball teams, the All-Star Dugout Bulldogs. Kevin is going to start his approach after he gets in his good batter stance with a good load. Once the pitcher starts his pitching process to throw, Kevin's been taught to load to start his swing to get his hands into a hitting position. Baseball and softball, this is one of those ones where the girls, I don't teach to load as much as I do the boys. Bigger, stronger girls, tendency to teach them a little bit more. They use this more of a timing device. Everybody does load. It's one of those things where with the baseball, we make it a part of the process. The loading process is going to start when the pitcher goes to throw and he goes to separate to the apex before he comes forward to throw. Okay? So what Kevin's going to do is he's going to get in his stance. Okay? He's going to get his body in a good, comfortable, balanced position. And what he's going to do is he's going to shift his weight back and stop. Now, when he loads, what he's going to do is he's going to use his body to move his hands back and not move his hands. So when you're looking to teach young hitters how to hit, getting your starting position again. What we don't want to do is we don't want to move our hands back. What we want to do is use our body to move back together. We want to use our body to move our hands. Once they get back here into what we call our hitting position, then we're done, and then we would continue on from there. Some of the things to look for, troubleshooting items in the load, is a wrapping, where we come set here and we load back and we take our hands behind our body, which is going to make our swing longer, or we load down with our hands. Again, we want to use this whole body to stay in one motion, fade back and stop, and then we continue on from there. The next step in our process is probably the most important one in hitting. Hey, you've heard this and you've taught this yourselves. See the ball is probably the most important thing. Watching the ball all the way into contact, keeping our head still through a swing. Hey, so we're watching the ball to determine whether it's a ball or a strike, whether it's fast or slow, hey, whether we're going to swing or not. So once we get into our good stance and our good balance position, okay, what Amy's going to do now is she's going to be watching that pitcher's body. And from the softball position, we're going to find that release from the hip. And we're going to try to pick that ball up as it comes through. Sometimes we use the focus of a window, okay, of a square or a rectangle right at the hip. That's where we want to pick that ball up. And we want to try to watch it as it comes through. And we're going to go through this in some of the drills and techniques in a minute a little bit more diligently. Okay, but one of the things that we want to teach is try to pick that ball up and let the rest of our body take a good natural swing, but let that ball dictate whether we're going to swing at it and trust our body to take a good swing at it. So the next one is the most important one. We'll drill this one a little harder later, which is see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand. Next thing in the steps that we're going to go through is our stride. Hey, our stride is one of those things where it's not quite as important as keeping your eye on the ball. The stride is used as a timing device, and for teaching young athletes to hit, it's probably the one where you see the most. A lot of focus goes into that between stepping out, maybe being afraid of the ball. When we hit, we want to keep that stride as small as possible. That's what we talked about in our stance. If we stay a little wider to help us take a smaller stride, that doesn't affect our swing as much. So Kevin's going to get in his stance, and after he loads his body back, he's going to see that ball come in. He's going to take a small step. Now when we step, we want to lead the way with our ankle bone straight toward our target. Keep it nice and small. Keep it going straight. We want to try to avoid stepping out. Sometimes it's okay to step that front foot open just a little bit where he takes and points it toward first base just a little bit. Hey, that's not big of a problem. When we start getting offline and stepping over here, hey, that's when we have a problem. Our front side going that way, hey, and our hands are usually going to follow it. We're going to swing too early, or we're going to take our hands off the path of the ball. So when we hit, let's start over again. We want to really work on, we'll do this in some of the drills later as well, load back. Step straight. Now we're in a position to where we can just rotate and hit it. The next and last one is swing. And after we get through our stance, seeing the ball, our load, and our step, what we want to do is the swing portion of it is what's left. It's the rotation of our body. It's the swinging of our bat. And what we're doing in this is we're using our legs, our big muscles in our legs, to push that bat forward through a swing to hit that ball hard. Hey, so Amy's one of my students in softball that I do teach to load. Hey, she's a big, strong girl. Hey, we use it for timing so that she's consistently not running into late issues in her swing. So what we're going to do is we're going to get in our stance, and we're going to load our body back in a good position. Then we're going to stride. Now from here, we have three parts of our body that are going to rotate. Our back foot's going to turn, our hips are going to come around with it, and then our bat is going to swing while our shoulders rotate. And we're going to finish that swing all the way around to our opposite shoulder. Okay, hold it there for a second. So three parts of our body are going to rotate. Back foot turns all the way to the pitcher. hips or belly button points all the way to the pitcher, and then our hands swing all the way around to our opposite shoulder. Okay? When we finish, we want to try to get our hands up just a little bit higher, so we create a downward angle to the ball and then a high finish when we swing. And we don't want to get too high when we do this and finish way up high and over-exaggerate it, but we want to stay down to the ball and finish. And it's really important, especially on a pitch like in softball, the rise ball or a high pitch, that we stay above it and swing down to it and then finish. The higher you finish, the more opportunity you have for a lift to hit the ball and get it up in the air and hit line drives. The lower we finish in our swing, we finish with our hands down low, as it keeps that hand over the top of the ball to where we hit top spin on the ball and hit more balls into the ground. But going back to the rotation, let's try it again. So the next part of it is swing. And once we get loaded up, we step back here. Then we're going to swing all the way around and use the good rotation with our body. Go and freeze. Okay, so we rotate on our back foot, hips, hands all the way around. Now, one thing that's really important to interject here is what we call the positive move. When we swing, there's a positive move that goes toward the pitcher through contact. When we load, we have a negative move. Okay, and let's talk about that real quick. Okay, get in your good stance. I'm going to take Amy's bat for a second from her. Okay, and we've got our straight line toe-to-toe here that we're going to put our toes on. And we're going to draw a center line in the middle of her body, which is directly underneath her nose. Okay? So now we've got a straight line from her nose to her belly button to the line. Okay, so when we hit, the first thing we're going to do when we load is get our body coming back and our hands into our hitting position. Now we've made a negative move. We're behind that line. Now here comes the ball toward us. We're going to step. We're going to swing forward. Stop. And now we've generated a positive move where our energy in our body is now in front of the center line, which means that we all went forward when we hit. Now Amy has a tendency when we do demonstrations to maybe kind of exaggerate it, and I think that's a good thing for this, so you could really see that energy go forward that way. But when we hit, what we don't want to do is, get in your stance real quick. What we don't want to do is when we load back and stop, now swing and stay back behind that line. Okay, so when we swing, you can see the body staying back. Our heel stays real low to the ground back here. We want this heel and these leg muscles to drive that body forward. So it's not wrong to actually come up on that toe when you swing like she is down here. That's the positive move, okay, and what we want to generate the power going into the swing when we hit. The last one is the mental approach. And this one's more of a mental thing, obviously, than a physical thing. Hey, it's not a step or a rotation, hey, but it's a thought process. Hey, and as I've grown to learn through teaching and playing myself, hey, your thoughts control your actions. What you're thinking about in your mind is what's going to happen when you're in the batter's box. So if Kevin goes up in the batter's box saying, oh my, it's 0-2, I'm going to strike out, he's not going to produce a good swing. If he goes up with a good mental approach as what he's trying to do, a good clear goal or an idea of what he's trying to do in each at bat is really important, especially in the younger hitters. A younger guy could go up in the batter's box that's, you know, 8 or 10 years old, and it's purely, hey, be aggressive, swing fast, take a good full swing. An older guy like Kevin wants to go up with an idea of, I'm going to try to drive that ball and hit it as far as I can. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look for a good location. I'm going to look for that inside pitch. Hey, I'm going to look for that outside pitch. Maybe depending on how the pitcher's pitching that day. Hey, or when we go into situational hitting, hey, there's a runner on first base, there's a runner on second base. What am I supposed to be doing as a hitter, hey, to help my team out and be more successful? But the mental approach is probably one of the biggest ones. So it's what's going on in here when we're walking into the batter's box. Hey, if I want Kevin to come up in one of my 18-year-old games and he's batting fourth for us and we've got bases loaded, I want him to go up there with a good, clear, positive mind and try to hit that ball as hard as he can. So he spent hours in the cages working on the step, the rotation, the downward angle in his swing, the being aggressive, so that when he walks in the batter's box, he's looking out there at the pitcher, sees that ball, and then takes that good muscle memory swing and just drives it. But the mental approach or the mind is what's going to control his body to be able to take that swing and have success. Troubleshooting is probably one of the biggest things we do as a coach. When we are at a game or we're in a practice, we always give constant tips and things that we see to batters to help them out to be more successful. When we're in practice is when we want to do most of our coaching. Hey, so in a practice situation or a batting cage situation, here's some of the things we want to look for, starting with the stance. I'm going to take Amy's bat, and we're going to make sure that she has a good straightforward stance. Every time that I teach, I try to teach a basic, proper mechanic as opposed to what we call a Band-Aid. A Band-Aid might be, hey, Amy's not very good at hitting outside corner pitches. Maybe she's stepping out. So what she'll do is she'll take this foot in here and drop this foot back, so she's got a closed stance. Okay, so do that for me. Good. Now, what she's done is made it better for her to hit outside corner pitches, but made it harder to hit an inside corner pitch. So she's created a Band-Aid. fixed one thing, but didn't fix the whole picture. So one of the things we want to do in practice is drill over and over and over again, okay, is the basic common way so that when you go into a game that we do everything straightforward. Okay? So I'm her coach, I'm coming up, and I'm going to have Amy step off to the side, and we're going to work on our batter stance. Amy, this is your foot guide here. We want to keep your toes on that straight line. Okay? So we're going to come on in, and we're going to line up our feet in a straight line. Okay? We're going to make sure that the same line that we're on with our feet is the same line we are with our hips, and the same line with our shoulders. Okay? Now, without a bat, get in your batter stance and look out there at the pitcher. Now, if I'm a coach and I stand from in front and I'm looking, as you are now, you could see that I could see her hands, her shoulders, hips, and her feet are all in the straight line. Okay? Now, I'm going to take a look. Once she's lined up, I'm going to make sure that her feet are nice and wide. To me, that looks good. One rule of thumb on that is that you want to have, if you take your shoulders and have a straight line coming down, okay, there's one there, here's one here. Hey, we want to be a few inches outside of that. So if Amy were to go to shoulder width and scoot her feet together, okay, I call this the hitting scooch, where you take your feet and spin them out just like that. Okay, that's pretty much enough to widen up those feet a little bit so they're just outside our shoulder width, okay, to create that good balanced V. Here in Southern California, hey, we call it the Anaheim Angel A. Hey, we got from the belly button to the foot, from the belly button to the foot, there's our A that we create, so we're nice and wide. If we get our feet too close together, and go and do that for me, too close. Okay? Now what that's going to do is create kind of a narrower stance where she's not as balanced, and will force her to take a longer stride. One of the processes that we see consistently in the All-Star dugout when we're teaching is if we start too close, we're going to step to this spot. Okay? So Amy's going to get to a comfortable stride position. Okay? That's where she feels good. We call that a post-stride or after she steps. Now, if I can get Amy to start her foot here next to my bat, she's still going to step to that post-stride spot. So if she can start a little wider to create a smaller step, it'll make her swing a little bit quicker. Okay? So in review there, we want to make sure that our feet are lined up straight with our hips and our shoulders. We want to be, as a pitcher, be able to see her hands out in front of her body. Okay? We want to make sure that she's nice and wide and balanced with a nice slight knee bend to help relax those muscles. Okay? And these are a couple of things to look for in your batter stance. The next one is the load. We went over the description at the beginning, and now again, we're going to do a real basic drill on how we can work on the loading process when we hit. Okay, so I'm going to have Kevin get in his batter stance, and what I'm going to do as a coach is I'm going to stand behind him, and I'm going to grab him right above the rib cage, and I'm going to have him push back with his body without moving his hands. Okay, so go back. And now, Kevin, can you feel the resistance here when I push back?
Yes.
Okay, so let's try it again. So what I want you to do is the whole body moves back, or hands stay in the hitting position, okay, but I'm giving him a little bit of resistance, and to remind him that we want to stay short, let's do it one more time. Short with that load, okay, keep our hands in that hitting position, and then we're ready to go. Now, if we're going to turn, face the camera this way, turn sideways. Okay, good. Now, a couple things to look for in the load. Okay, we're getting our stance, we want to have those hands back here behind our shoulder. Okay, so again, when we load, our hands aren't going to move. It's the body that moves the hands. And the other one is our knee down here. So I'm going to borrow Kevin's bat for a second. We want to keep this knee on the inside of our foot. Okay, so when Kevin loads back, let's try it again. Get in your good stance, your hands back. We're going to load our body back. We're going to keep this knee inside that foot. So we should feel pressure on the inside of this leg when we're loading back. Okay, so let's try it again. Okay, so we're working on our load now. So it's back, and we feel that pressure. Okay. Then we step and go forward and swing. Okay? So in the load, a couple things to look for is make sure that this back side doesn't fall back this way. We just push up against a firm coach holding him still. Okay? Maybe remind him to keep that front knee inside the foot so we're not having that knee go behind our foot this way. Okay, you want to have the pressure coming up against it. Okay? And keep that load nice and small. The next one is see the ball. We already told you a little bit earlier here about how important watching the ball is. And this is probably one of the biggest ones to drill to get those ideas in the head of the young hitter on how to watch that ball when it comes in. Hey, first, I want to introduce here a little bit about how to hit off a tee. As simple as this is and as much work as we do on it, we want to make sure that we're lined up in the right spot. So if I take and grab Amy's bat and make sure that her feet are lined up straight like they are, we want to make sure that our front foot is lined up right with the tip of the tee. Okay? So we want to get it all the way to the back. So when she goes to her post-stride position or after she steps, she's then still going to be behind the ball to where she can hit it out in front of her body. So we always want to be lined up at the back of the tee so we can hit it out in front. Now this location is also pretty much a pitch that you would hit that would be down the middle in a game situation. So the first drill we're going to work on, hey, is one of the most basic ones, is just working on keeping your head still. So what Amy's going to do is get in her good stance, and she's going to load and swing, and she's going to kick a swing where she's not going to take her eyes off that tee as she swings and frees, okay, when you're ready. Stop. Good. Now her head doesn't move and her eyes stay focused right in this area. This is the most important area in hitting. We watch the ball come in, but this last few feet right here is where every contact happens in baseball and softball. Okay, so we want to make sure that we train our young guys to keep that head still in that area. So let's try that again. Okay, so get in your good stance. Okay, load, swing, and freeze. Stop. So again, there's very minimal head motion here. Now, if I take Amy's bat from her, let go. Okay, get in your good stance. Now, in hitting, this part of your head wants to stay pretty quiet. So she's going to look out there at the pitcher, okay? And she's going to keep her head pretty still throughout her swing while her body violently rotates because she's trying to hit that ball hard. Hey, so let's do that. Get in your good stance. Hey, I'm going to hold your head still, focusing on that T area there. Okay, so load back, swing and freeze. Good. So when she goes through and swings, we want her as a reminder to keep this head completely still, and that gives us the best chance to focus on that ball as it comes in. The body will rotate underneath it. We want to keep that head still as we're watching the ball come in. All right, the next drill we're going to do is a drill that Amy and I do all the time. It's the mini golf ball drill, and this really helps you focus on keeping the head still and watching it all the way in. Obviously, you got a small ball, and you can do this with a thinner bat that they make especially for these golf balls, or a regular-sized bat like we're going to use now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to scoot back about 10 or 15 feet away. We got a nice windy day here, and I want to make sure that we get good, accurate throws in. Obviously, this is something that she's probably not going to be able to hurt me with when she hits it back at me. But we want to make sure that she creates kind of an accurate environment, hey, so she's seeing the same type of pitch and release that she would in a game. Hey, so as I scoot back here, we're going to work on keeping her head still and hitting these guys. All right, so we're about 15 feet out. Hey, she's going to go ahead and get in her good stance, and I'm going to throw her a nice underhand firm toss as it comes in. Good. Hey, just get that good load back when I swing. Back. Good. Keep that head still. Don't worry about where they go. Watch it all the way into your bat. Good. That's it right there. Excellent. Good. Hey, let's do two more. Good job. Hey, focus right here out of my hand. Watch it all the way in. Inside. Okay, the next drill we're going to do in helping work keeping your head still is the numbered ball drill. What we've done here is we've got a group of wiffle balls, okay, for Kevin to hit. They've got numbers on them. They've got four numbers on the pinpoints of the ball, okay, so they're opposite of each other. And when I throw them in, Kevin's going to yell out the number that he sees on the ball as he's hitting it. Okay, so it's a recognition drill. Here comes the ball, number one, and then he's going to go ahead and hit it. Okay, here we go. Load it back. I try to yell it out before you hit it. Nice and loud. Good. There it is. Perfect. Okay, the next drill we're going to do is probably one of the biggest decision-making process beginning drills is whether we're going to swing at the ball and where the ball is located when we swing. Is it an inside pitch or is it an outside pitch? This is one of the things that we work on a lot with our older students like Amy, who's an advanced hitting student, is the location and being able to hit it where it's pitched. Okay? As you teach your younger guys growing up, outside pitches we always want to hit to the right side. Inside pitches we want to turn on and hit to the left side. Okay, so what we're going to have her do is practice keeping her head still, seeing that ball where it's pitched, and then hitting it where it's located. Hey, we're going to do the same distance, about 15 feet, that we do with all these soft toss drills. And we're going to work on hitting and reacting to the inside and outside pitch. Here we go. All right, so keep her head still. Here we go. Try again. Watch that ball all the way into contact. Watch it all the way in. Hey, here we go. A reset now. Good fast swing. Hit it where it's pitched. Try it again. Whoa, sniper. I had to go down and get it. Good job. Good. Let's do two more. Hey, watch it all the way in and keep that head still. Now make sure you see it. And I'm dead. One more. Good job. The next drill we're going to do is the step up from the hitting it where it's pitch drill. What I'm going to have Kevin do here is I'm going to throw him four balls, We're going to try to hit them where they're pitched, but we're going to call them out just like we did in the number drill. So what that means is as the ball is going to come in, he's going to say in for an inside pitch and hit the left field. He's going to say out for an outside pitch and hit the right field. And after we do that, we're going to switch gears. We're going to work on recognizing fastballs, curveballs, and changeups. And again, he's going to follow that same protocol where he's going to call it out. Fastball, keep his head still and hit it. Curveball, keep his head still and try to hit it the other way. Changeup as well. Okay, so the first part, we're going to call out location. The second part of this drill, we're going to call out what pitch it is. All right, hit it where it's pitched. Keep that head still, but call it out before you get to the wall. Okay? Before it gets to you, call it out. Here we go. Jump. Good call, good call. Okay, try one more there and see if you can call it out just a little sooner. Call it out a little earlier. Okay, better? That's recognizing location. Okay, now let's recognize pitch. Okay, here we go.
Left ball.
Excellent. Good job. Way to stay back on that. Excellent. Okay, let's do two more. Good call. That was a ball. Way to take that pitch. Here we go. Hey, let's do one more. Excellent. Good job. Okay, the next thing we're going to work on is our stride. We've got a couple of drills to help out with our step. Hey, again, for younger athletes, this is one that's probably a little bit more that you should pay attention to. A lot of stepping out, a lot of overstriding. Hey, the string drill is an easy drill, hey, that I like to use a lot. What we're going to do is we're going to get Amy into her good stance, okay? And she's going to get to her post-stride position. So she's going to step and stop. Now, what we've done is we've measured that off here, and we've tied a string so it's completely tight from her post-stride position from her front leg to her back leg. Okay? So that's how far her stride is. Now, she's going to get in her normal stance, okay? Now, the string relaxes because we're a little bit closer together, and she's going to take a good full swing for us. Go. Stop. Now, when she gets done, when she steps, she can feel that tension in the stride, and she knows that she can't get any farther than that. So let's do it again. Okay? So she knows that if she steps too far, she's going to feel some resistance from that string, and that won't allow her to overstride. Let's try it again. Excellent. Good job. Okay, the next one we're going to do is to work on the not stepping out. Hey, in the years we've been teaching, we've done everything from the bucket, so you don't step in the bucket. We've put some kind of maybe a home plate. I've got here a bat parachute that we're going to place down to Amy's left here to make sure that she can feel something that's soft and doesn't give her a chance of slipping or falling. I think we've used a ladder when I was growing up. A coach is really trying to prove a point, but the point is, you know, being a little bit smarter than I look, we want to make sure that we get to a point where if we're stepping out, it's something that's going to, we know it's there, and we know that we're doing it, but we're not going to hurt ourselves. So the point is, if Amy gets in her stance, hey, one of the most common things that we see is that first step after she loads is out, and she's going to step on that bat parachute, and she can recognize it through feel or help the coach help point her out. So she's taking a regular round of batting practice. We've got the pitching machine out in front, or coach is throwing some batting practice. Hey, she's going to get in her stance. She's going to work on taking a good swing here and freeze so that when she swings, that she's not stepping out that parachute, that her first step is going nice and small straight toward the pitcher so that we're not stepping out. That's an easy drill for a beginner, hey, to make sure that, you know, again, you could use any sort of baseball apparatus, whether it's a throw down base, maybe a batting helmet, something that we're not going to step on and hurt ourselves, but just know that it's there. Okay, another drill we can work on, especially out here at the field where we've got the dirt that can kind of show our footprints and maybe our cleat prints, hey, is another stride guy here. Is we're going to have Kevin just wipe the batter's box soft and clean so he gets rid of all the footprint marks. And now he's going to go back and get into his good, comfortable stance. Good. So that's where Kevin feels comfortable, nice and wide, toes pointed toward home. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take his bat, and I'm going to have Kevin take two straight steps out of the batter's box so I can see his footprints. And we're going to replace him with one line here where his front foot is, a line where his back foot is, connect that line. So now we've created almost like a goal post in soccer. Okay? And we're going to put another line here in front, about 4 to 6 inches out in front of that line, and that's a stride guide. We're going to work on not stepping past that. So Kevin's going to jump back in here. Okay? And what he's going to do is put his feet on the lines and make sure his toes are lined up straight, and grab his bat, And now we're going to take a practice swing, as soon as I move so he doesn't hit me here, is make sure that he doesn't get out in front of that line, okay? So let's let that happen. Good. So now when he holds it there, you can see, now we talked about it, it's okay if this front foot opens up, as long as it doesn't step out, okay? If our front foot's going toward third base, hey, his toes are right on that line still, so what he did was just open up with that front foot. That's definitely okay. And his toes stayed inside of his stride guide. So if you're taking a round of 10 swings in batting practice, you can take a look and see, where am I consistently stepping? And if you line up in the same spots at the beginning, your footprint should be in the same spot pretty much every time when you stride. And that's another drill you can work on in your stride. Okay, now what we're going to do is go into the rotation, the idea of taking a full swing and using your whole body when you swing. And one of the things that we're going to work on first is our bat angle. When we swing, hey, we want our bat to come from our hitting position, hey, down to the baseball or forward to the baseball, so it matches the plane at which it's coming in. If that ball's a little higher, that plane's going to be a little flatter. If that ball's a little lower, we're going to swing down or come forward to it a little bit more. And one of the drills we use with a soft toss situation or maybe a second tee is the swing over the tee drill. And in this drill, we don't want to hit a ball off a tee or we don't want to hit the tee. We want to swing over it. Okay, so just some dry swings we're going to take here. We're going to pull this tee up because Kevin's a pretty tall guy. We want to try to get the top of the tee to line up probably pretty much right with his waistline, like so. Why don't you go ahead and get in your stance. I'm going to pull up this tee right here so it's about waist high. And we're going to line this up pretty much with his belly button. Okay, so our belly button is straight across. It's about waist high, and he's going to get into his good stance. Now, we're going to work on hitting a fastball that's about mid-thigh here. So we're going to, in slow motion, let's walk through it, swing down over the top of this tee, take our bat straight to it, and then finish. So you can see in the practice swing that we're missing that tee, hey, by a few inches. Okay? And what we're working on, like we talked about before, is that positive move. So our body's coming forward, and the bat's going down. So if we draw that center line underneath his belly button again, between his nose and his belly button, so that's the center line, we're going to swing down and over that tee and then finish. Okay, so let's get in that good stance, take a practice swing, stop. So his body now, his belly button is out in front of that line and his bat came down over the top of it. And one of the things, you know, Kevin's 18 years old and he plays on my travel ball team, hey, but this is one of the things we work on a lot with him, is getting that good downward angle so we're not dropping and coming up over the top. Kevin's, when we first came in here and we first started taking lessons, hey, he would drop that backside and come up and hit that tee and you'd be dragging and come right up over the top of that ball and hit it into the ground. Hey, so we've been working on a lot lately is taking that top hand and snapping down through it and then finishing high, hitting that ball out in front of our body. Let's try one more. We're working on swinging forward to that ball and finishing high. The next drill we're going to do, after we do the swing down over the tee drill, hey, is we're going to work on the positive move and get the feeling of our body going forward at contact. Hey, we talked about with Amy in the past about trying to get those hips to drive forward. And in hitting, what we want to do is I'm going to have Kevin rotate on his back foot and rotate his hips for me. Go ahead and stop. Let me see your bat real quick. Now, when we hit, we're trying to line up these calf muscles and these hamstring muscles to push our bat forward. We do this when we pitch a baseball or a softball. We do this when we throw a baseball or softball. And we definitely do it when we swing. We rotate and get the feel, and we're using our big muscles in our body to push our bat forward. And this resistance drill, what it does is allows us to work on the swinging down motion and feel that resistance and feel that body going into the bag. Okay, so we're going to do this in two parts. So Kevin's going to get in his stance, and I'm going to hold this bag. And what Kevin's going to do is he's going to swing down, and at contact, he's going to hold it so we can feel his body coming into the bag. Good. Let's do it again, and let's see if we can get a little bit more thrust or push from the backside rotation. So we're turning and pushing forward and down to the ball. Perfect. Now what we're going to do is we're going to release. So the next one is, after he hits it, I'm going to let this fall forward, and he's going to follow through and finish his swing. So he feels his body coming into the bag, he hits it, and then keeps going, and feels like when we hit the ball, the one thing we don't want to do is slow down or lose the battle at contact, especially if you're younger and you watch a little guy hit, and he hits the baseball and his bat almost stops. We want to learn to take one quick, fast swing all the way through, so we're going to hit it, feel the resistance, knock the bag over, and finish the swing. Good. Let's try to do that again. Let's try to stay a little bit more balanced at the end. Hey, you can see kind of falling over a little bit. So swing through it, hit it, come forward, and finish your swing balanced. Much better. Good. The next drill we're going to do is a full swing drill. This is the one that in the batting cages it happens some, But usually a lot of times when we get into games, kids have a tendency to swing and stop at contact or take half swings or not take that same perfect swing that would take in a game. So what the parachute drill does here is we have a bat that would be the same type of thing as maybe a donut or some kind of a heavy wrap on the bag, but we use the bat parachute. And what we want to do is when that parachute fills up with air, it's going to slow down. And she's going to feel that resistance. And she's going to fight the urge to stop or slow down, but finish her swing all the way around and freeze. And to find that full swing again, we want to make sure, let's go through it here, that when we swing, we're going to rotate that back foot to the pitcher. Okay, so turn the back foot through. The hips are going to rotate, so your belly button or both your hips are pointed to the pitcher. And then the hands finish on the opposite shoulder here a little bit high. That's a good full swing. So what she's going to do is Amy's going to start over. She's going to keep her head still here right on home plate, and she's going to take one full swing and freeze. Good. Now you can see her slowing down just a little bit. Now we're going to fight that intensity in this one, and we're going to do it quick and get to that finishing position as fast as she can. Hey, good. Perfect. We're losing the balance a little bit. Let's try one more time. Okay. Now, again, these are things, hey, that you're going to see if you're doing this drill at home. The idea is we want to practice keeping the head still, going all the way around fast and staying balanced. Let's try it again. Excellent. Now let's do one more time, and let's really push it this time to go as fast as you can and freeze. At your best swing and freeze. Excellent. Much better. Good job. Okay, the next drill we're going to do, hey, in keeping with the idea of taking a full swing, we're going to also keep working on keeping our head still, and the positive move down to the ball is a 2T drill. Okay. We're going to line up tee number one here is going to be off our belly button. It's about waist high, so we're working on swinging down over that one. And we're going to work on making contact out in front of our body, out here. So Amy's going to focus on that ball there, and she's going to swing down and try to drive it into the outfield. Excellent. Good job. Now, notice she kind of peaked up a little bit. That's kind of one of those habits. Hey, we want to try to get away from it. We want to try to keep our head still right in this area, swing down and drive into the outfield. Much better. Okay, let's do it again. Head stays still here. Swing down to the center, all the way around and freeze. Hold it. Hey, good. We got a little drag that time. We still made good contact. We came under it a little bit. Let's try to swing down over that tee a little bit better and get to that ball right in the center. Much better. Okay, the next drill we're going to do is a fast hands drill, and it kind of has a little bit of an awkward setup to it. So what we're going to do is get in our normal stance with the exception of our hand position. Kevin's going to take his bottom hand here and move it all the way up to the top of his tape. Okay, then he's going to show his hand to the camera just like this with his thumb down, and he's going to line up the bat right in his fingertips. Now from here, he's going to get into his normal stance. And the idea behind this drill is that we're still trying to get over and forward positive motion to the ball, okay, but he's going to take this top hand and really snap it and to get that barrel going to the ball. Okay, so he's going to get in his stance. Let's take a practice swing where you load back and throw that barrel and swing forward. Good. Now let's try it with some soft toss. Take a couple swings. We're going to still remind him the important things here, like keep your head still, okay, be aggressive. We're going to try to snap those bat down to the ball out in front here. Here we go. Excellent. Good job. Make that top hand work. Really snap that top hand. Good. Hey, let's try one more. And now another thing we can do with this drill is go ahead and put your bat down over here. Okay. We're going to take the tee. And we're going to do a little bat throwing drill. Hey, so he's going to get in his stance, okay, and hold that bat. But now what he's going to do is he's going to load up and he's going to throw that bat just like he was swinging with the ball off the tee, but throw that bat right there toward the pitcher's mound. So load up and let it rip. Throw it forward. The last thing we're going to do is kind of review a few of these swing drills. And one of the biggest things we teach in here in the All-Star Dugout, again, is that positive move, our energy going forward aggressively and swinging fast. We haven't touched a lot on being aggressive and swinging fast, but that's one of the things that we repeat over and over again is to keep ourselves motivated so that when we're taking that full swing, we're doing it as aggressive as we possibly can, and we're really trying to drive that ball. Hey, but back to the positive move. I'm going to take Amy's bat again. Hey, we talked about drawing our lines with our feet lined up straight, but this line right here, this center line in the body is an important one, so that when she gets into her stance, hey, you can see how she started center on that line, she loads back and holds it, now she's behind that line, and then as she swings forward, now she's in front of that line. So she's used the backside of her body to drive forward when she's hitting. Hey, one of the biggest things we see is what we call collapsing on the backside, whether you're 6, you're 12, or whether you're 18, it's when that weight stays back. And that means Amy gets in her stance, and when she rotates, that back heel is going to stay on the ground. That weight's going to stay back, Hey, so it's almost like when we're hitting, we're taking our body going backwards as our energy with our arms are going forward. So you've got energy going this way and body going this way. We want to get it all going in one direction. Once we load, we want to go forward through contact and drive that ball and use those big leg muscles to hit that ball with power. Okay, the last segment of drills we're going to talk about is more a practice plan and an idea about how you're going about your practice. Again, we talked about being aggressive when we hit, but whether it's baseball or softball, again, the idea behind it is a risk reward. What do I want to get out of baseball or softball? Do I want to be a good hitter? Do I want to drive the ball far? Well, we have to be aggressive to get that. If you want to be a person that's, you know, safe and timid and puts the ball in play, you know, then that's the way you want to go about things. But that's not how we teach. We want to try to go at it hard, swing that bat aggressive, run the bases aggressively, and really try to find our full potential when we hit. So we talk about the mental approach and how do we practice that. Well, there's a couple of different things. When we go to practice as a team, whether it's baseball or softball, again, you could practice different situations where you're on the field. Coach is throwing a batting practice and we're working on, there's a runner on first base, we work on the hit and run. So you have to swing and put that ball into play. There's a runner on second base. We take 5 tries at learning how to hit the ball to right field, to move that runner to the next base. Then we put a runner on third base. We're going to find out how good of a hitter we are, and we want to try to drive that ball into play as hard as we can to try to score that run in every at-bat, every swing we take. Those are different mental situations that you can practice while you're doing this with your team, so it's a good motivational for the whole team together. But again, something you can work on as an individual, whether it's in a lesson situation or whether you're just out at the park with your son or daughter. The mental approach is probably not only, it's the mental side of it is the most important, how you feel about yourself. You can't stress this enough. The thoughts and the actions that you feel is what's going to come out in your swing. All the drills and things we've used today are the techniques that are going to allow you to have success, but you have to motivate yourself by inner positive thoughts, how you're thinking, some mental keys that you might use. For example, I'm in the batter's box and I'm thinking about swinging fast. I'm in the batter's box thinking about inside or outside. Those inner keys are going to let that muscle memory, which is all the stuff we worked on today, come out in the batter's box in the game. I want you to have your best success when you're out there hitting in games. And I want you to be aggressive and try to do it full speed, your best ability every time. Practice that way and keep practicing and practicing and practicing. And good luck this year.